was very, very proud of the players, Roger, and to tell you the truth. We went into the game just seeing it as yet another challenge, another opportunity to see how far the players have come this season. Linfield are, at this moment in time, you're second in the league. And so that was the challenge that was put before the players. Going into the game, Alan Blaney was injured at Coleraine and wasn't fit. Ross Glendening, because of NIFL rules, wasn't available for selection because he couldn't play against his parent club. And so we had to then turn to young Ben McCauley, who was absolutely fabulous on the evening, and he really epitomised everything about the team's performance. The first goal, when Ben looks back at it, he knows he probably should have punched the ball rather than try and catch it. But really, that was the making of him and the making of the team last evening, because he could have either wilted and gone into a shell, or he could stand up and be counted. Ben was absolutely fabulous, made three or four tremendous saves following that. I said prior to the game to him, I said, Ben, you have 10 big brothers looking after you this evening. The rest of the side did that tremendously well, but Ben also looked after his big brothers by how he performed the whole evening. I thought we played some tremendous football. We worked very, very hard. We passed the ball well. We were very courageous in the tackle. And the quality of our four goals were top drawer.
I suppose psychologically as well, David, knowing that Ballymena can beat a top side is tremendously bankable going forward.
Roger, I said to the journalists last evening and to anyone who would listen to me, this was not, with the greatest respect in the world to Linfield, this was not about Ballymena beating Linfield. This was about Ballymena just playing tremendously well. And to be honest with you, that's what the focus was last evening. It was about Ballymena being the best they could be. It was about each individual player playing to their optimum. And that's what pleased me.
Fantastic. And thank you very much for your time, David. And look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks, Roger. Thank you.